from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 70 found dead in truck trailer full of refugees in Austria.
We are very sad about this horrible criminal. And we are also very sad that 71 people died.
That's Johanna Michel-Leitner. She's the interior minister in Austria, commenting on more than 70 victims now believed to have suffocated in a truck trailer full of refugees on an Austrian highway. The number is higher than first estimated. The discovery Thursday came as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migration crisis. Ms. Michel-Leitner says the key to the problem may be to offer fewer obstacles for migrants rather than more.
I think the solution is not to make more border checks. I think the best solution is to find legal ways to Europe, because on the one side you can protect the refugees, and on the other side it's the best in the fight against the criminals.
Austrian officials say they've arrested three people connected to the discovery. A police official said a Syrian travel document was found among the bodies, suggesting that at least some of the victims were fleeing the civil war in Syria. Meantime, a boat full of migrants that launched from Libya and was headed to Italy has sunk. Authorities fear as many as 200 people are dead, but an exact count is not yet known. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine, a result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the ongoing violence by September 1st. Officials from both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped for about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. This is VOA News. A new report says Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. Meantime, the U.S. is urging Pakistan to slow its buildup of any nuclear arsenal. John Kirby is the U.S. State Department spokesman.
I would say consistent with the president's vision of a world without nuclear weapons. Obviously, we continue to urge all nuclear-capable states, including Pakistan, to exercise restraint regarding furthering their nuclear capabilities.
So far, Pakistan is withholding comment on the report, which cites Pakistan's perceived need to keep pace with arch rival India. Greece has its first prime minister. Supreme Court Judge Vasikiki Tanau was sworn in as a caretaker head of government on Thursday. She and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held on September the 20th. A new U.S. political survey shows billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump increasing his lead in the crowded race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. He has 28% support among Republican voters, easily topping his nearest challenger, neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who had 12% support across the country. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues to lead the Democratic presidential contenders, but her lead is dwindling amid continuing questions about her email practices when she was in government service. President Obama traveled to the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, Thursday to meet with residents of that city devastated by Hurricane Katrina. 10 years ago tomorrow, the storm hit New Orleans, leaving 1,800 people dead. Mr. Obama spoke about the city's recovery from massive floods and its potential for future growth.
I'm here to hold up a mirror and say, because of you, the people of New Orleans, working together, this city is moving in the right direction. And I have never been more confident that together we will get to where we need to go. You inspire me.
Hurricane Katrina slammed into New Orleans on August 29, 2005. Asian markets continue a global rally today, but Europe appears to be nearly standing steady. Japan's Nikkei index closed up 3%, while Shanghai gained 4.8% one day after closing up more than 5%. Other Pacific region markets were also higher, except for Hong Kong's Hang Seng, which fell 1%. A technology company, Apple, has sent out invitations to a new product event for September the 9th, but has not said exactly what will be announced. Often Apple launches new products in September. Industry observers say likely a new iPhone model. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.